This month, Brandt Industries became the latest company to seek tax breaks from Bloomington Normal School Districts and other local taxing bodies. They want the tax breaks to bring new manufacturing jobs to town. But it's not just new and expanding businesses like Brandt that are looking to cut their property tax bill. GLT's Ryan Denham reports on why some of the county's largest taxpayers are pushing back.
Hundreds of McLean County property owners this fall challenged the assessed value of their properties, which determines their tax bill. This year, that included dozens of student apartments, hotels, banks, and shopping centers, some of the county's largest property taxpayers. They want to shave tens of thousands of dollars off their tax bill, money that school districts and other taxing bodies depend on. To avoid unpredictable revenue losses, Unit 5 this fall negotiated a compromise agreement with First Sight and other apartment owners who were looking to cut their bills on 26 different apartments. It locks in the assessed value of those properties through 2022. A second agreement is in the works with Young America Realty, which has challenged the values of at least 15 properties this year. Kurt Richardson is Unit 5's attorney. The district gets 60% of its revenue from property taxes.
Whenever those assessed values decline or dip, that affects our revenue. And that means teachers in the classrooms. That means higher class sizes. It's important to protect that local property tax base.
The First Sight and Young America agreements are not the first of their kind, and they won't be the last. State Farm Insurance reached a similar agreement with taxing bodies for its properties in 2010. The former Mitsubishi manufacturing plant and the Clinton Power Station have been involved in their own tax disputes. In light of the recent tax breaks approved for Brandt's new manufacturing plant, agreements like these raise an interesting question for other McLean County taxpayers. Which property owners are big and important enough to get to negotiate an agreement with local taxing bodies in the first place? This year, the owners of 883 properties in McLean County appealed their assessed valuation, which is supposed to be one-third of a property's market value that's used to calculate your tax bill. It's actually fewer appeals than in recent years. There were 1,600 of them in 2009, the height of the Great Recession. Most appeals come from homeowners who think their assessed value, determined by their assessor, is too high. The higher the assessed value, the higher the tax bill. But for homes, the dollar amounts are so low that taxing bodies don't typically raise a stink when the cases go before the county's three-member board of review. But for larger commercial properties seeking a reduction of $100,000 or more in assessed value, those taxing bodies are asked if they want to intervene in the appeal. With more money at stake, they often do. That's what happened for the past 3 years between Unit 5 and First Sight. Normal Township Assessor Rob Cranston says it began in 2015 when his office noticed that more and more of the college student apartments were being under-assessed.
We looked at the apartments and saw that the luxury, all-inclusive student apartments were the most consistent and most consistently low. So those are the ones that we revalued for 2015. There were 57 parcels that were revalued for 2015.
And the apartments, assessor, and local taxing bodies have been debating their value ever since. Here's Supervisor of Assessments for McLean County, Robert Common, who oversees the Board of Review.
Certainly, you can see around the university, ISU, all of the new housing going up. And this is across the country. The scale of that housing is quite upscale. So the assessor and the property owners don't necessarily agree on what the value is of those upscale properties. So we're seeing a lot of contentious appeals regarding what's it worth.
The stakes are high for Unit 5, which is one of many local taxing bodies strained by flattening revenues and inconsistent funding from the state. One example, First Sight's 1010 Lofts on Main student apartments in Normal, the former site of a movie theater, which has an assessed value now of $3.4 million. That means it pays $289,000 in property taxes annually to nine taxing bodies, most of it $169,000 for Unit 5 schools. This fall, First Sight asked for the property's assessed value to be reduced to $2.4 million, which would cut its overall tax bill by $85,000, including $50,000 lost by Unit 5. That's just one property. Unit 5's First Sight agreement covers 26. That agreement, by the way, set the 1010 Lofts assessed value at $2.7 million, a compromise between both sides. Richardson, the Unit 5 lawyer, says that because Unit 5 hires outside counsel to help with these appeals, these agreements are a good option because they can help the district avoid years years of legal costs. He says each property can be appealed every year, and cases can take more than 1 year to resolve, trapping the district in a state of perpetual litigation with some taxpayers. And he says if Unit 5 did lose a big appeal, the district might have to refund the taxes.
So you're talking about not only updating your appraisals every year or obtaining appraisals in the first place, but then also the cost of your legal representation and legal fees. We would rather spend that tax money on our students and in the classroom as a school district. So that's one of the costs to it.
He says knowing the tax bill won't change year to year also provides stability for Unit 5's budgeting process and for the apartment owners who need to set rents. The first site agreement resolves appeals retroactively, dating back to 2015, setting values through 2022. And because the agreement will raise the values of some of the properties, Richardson says Unit 5 will actually see $15,000 in additional revenue each year of the deal. First site owner Jeff Tinnervin did not respond to requests for comment. Unit 5 school board approved the agreement October 25th. A spokesperson says the Normal Town Council will vote on it December 4th. Heartland Community College has already approved. Unit 5 expects to reach an agreement with Young America soon. Messages left with Young America owner Ralph Endress were not returned. His attorney declined comment. Cranston, the assessor, is not involved in those agreements. He says all three parties have different priorities. The assessor wants to determine what a property would actually sell for. The taxing body is generally focused on the tax revenue, and the taxpayer is focused on their tax bill. Here's Cranston on those agreements.
I do understand the taxing body's perspective and the taxpayer's perspective on these settlements. They just do not mesh real well with the objectives of my office.
The local property tax appeal process has even become an issue in the Democratic race for governor. Candidate Chris Kennedy criticized the process as overly political in comments earlier this year, a subtle shot at House Speaker Mike Madigan, whose law firm does property tax work. Here's Kennedy on GLT during a summer visit to Normal.
Now we know with great certainty that the system is a fraud, that it's corrupt, that the outcome of your assessment has less to do with the construction of your home than your access to a great lawyer or whether or not you've made financial contributions to the assessor, his campaign or hers, or their political party.
Back in Bloomington Normal, Eastland Mall could be next in line for a similar agreement. The mall is the county's third largest taxpayer, sending $1.4 million annually to local taxing bodies, including $871,000 to District 87 schools. Records show that the mall's owner, CBL Properties, appealed its $16.9 million assessed value this fall, but has since withdrawn it. The struggling mall is working on an ambitious redevelopment plan, with new tenants already announced, though many stores remain vacant. CBL cited those store closures and retail bankruptcies in its original appeal. CBL attorney James Regan says he withdrew the mall's appeal because, quote, we have determined that the issues involved in the status of the mall require an extensive review. We wish to withdraw the 2017 appeal with the understanding we'll be able to arrive at a resolution on the mall's assessed valuation that serves the interest of McLean County and CBL. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says it's possible that Eastland Mall's assessed value could decline in future years, given its struggles.
The good news is they understand that that is a big deal, and they've withdrawn that, but I could see that coming back in the future.
Eastland Mall spokesperson Melissa Cavanaugh declined comment. Riley says those agreements can present a dilemma for taxing bodies. He doesn't like to do them because it tends to limit the amount that District 87 would expect to get, but it's sometimes beneficial because it helps keep it from going down much worse should an appeal process go through and no compromise is reached.
So those things can happen, and they're more unique and rare and will engage in conversation because, you know, those companies, especially companies out there, I think they understand the importance of public education, services to the community, and they're not real interested in hurting those. At the same time, they tend to be businesses. They're impacted by their bottom lines, and they're trying to look out for that as well. So they kind of have to weigh that also. And we have to be good stewards to our taxpayers and not always look to get everything that we possibly can without doing our part to help grow our own local economy. And sometimes those decisions are hard, and you don't have a crystal ball and know what it's going to look like 5 or 10 years down the road, but you you go in with some understanding and a level of experience to help predict that, yeah, if we allow this, we're going to see some benefits in the long run that everyone in the community will benefit from, including us as a taxing body.
The annual Board of Review appeals process is now wrapping up. Taxpayers can appeal Board of Review decisions to the state's Property Tax Appeal Board, or PTAB. I'm Ryan Denham.
See an interactive graphic showing McLean County's top 25 largest taxpayers, including many student apartment owners, at our website, wglt.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas.